Begin the current Tav, Masechet Bamitzia, Daf Yud Aleph. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues in the next Mishnah on the theme of these first two Parakim, discussing the Halachas of Mitzia, and continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, is talking about being Zoicha, meriting a Mitzia, finding a lost object, who gets to keep it. So the Mishnah says, Ra'isin Ratzin Acher Mitzia. If somebody saw people running after a found object, something that's Hefker that you could acquire from Hefker. Achar Tzvi Shavar, let's say after a deer that has a break in it, so it has a broken leg, which is similar to a found object, in other words, because it can't run. Moreover, it means to say it's protected within his field if no one else takes it, because it's not just running away, it's something that could be acquired. Or Achar Gezala Shle Parchu, after birds that don't fly. V'amar Zachs Ali Sada, and he says, before the other people got to it, it was passing through his field. And again, as the Mishnah is qualifying, it's something that he could catch if he would run after it. So then if he says, I want my field to acquire from me, then Zachsalai, then the field acquires from which is known as the Kin of Chatzim. Now, but says the Mishnah, if this is a deer running as it normally does, or these are birds that can fly, and says that my field should acquire from me, then Loi Maklumi hasn't said anything, because again, that's not something that is acquirable through a kingdom chatzar, which is only something that is mishtameris b'teicha. It's something that is essentially really there, staying over there, which if it has a broken leg or the wings are not working, so then it can't fly away. Then it could say, I want my chatzar to acquire for me. But if it's something that wouldn't be able to be maintained in the field, then the chatzar doesn't have the ability to acquire it, even if he says, I want my field to acquire it for me. Now, moreover, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel qualifies this halacha of the Mishnah. He says, additionally, the only way that this works, the chatzar to be kind of from the mitzia, from hefker, again, if it's something that is acquirable, that it's something that is a mitzia, it's not going to run away because it has, let's say, a broken leg, is only additionally if the owner is on the side of the field. But if the owner is not on the side of the field, then even if it has a broken leg and it's acquirable, and he says he wants the field to acquire from, it wouldn't work. Which the Gemara asks, why? The field should acquire it from him. Why? Because the Amr Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina, he says, Chatzir Shal Adam Kain Lishle Midaitai. A person's field acquires for him, even without his awareness. If, let's say, it's somebody that's a schus, that's a merit for him, it works without his knowledge. So why do you say that it has to be Amr B'Tzad Sadeyu, and if not, then it wouldn't acquire for him? So that says the Gemara, Hanimi Lebuchatza Meshtameris. That was only said by a safeguarded field, a field that is protected, that's closed on all sides, then the chatzar will work even without the owner being there on the side to function as a shomer, as a protector. You don't need him in that case because it is intrinsically a protected place. It's closed on all sides by walls. Then if it's additionally something that could be maintained inside because it has a broken leg, then it's going to acquire from but a field that's not intrinsically protected, then only if, as Rabbi Yehuda said, if he's standing there on the side, then yes, because now it's protected through the owner who's there on the side. But if not, if he's not there, then it's not going to work. And that was what he was qualifying, the halacha of Mishnah, where people are running through the field. It's an open field. It's not a protected field. Then that's something that needs the owner there on the side to then additionally say that he wants the field to work for him. That's how it's going to work, that his field is going to acquire. But you're right. If it's a chatzah mishtemeres, then even if he's not there on the side, it's kind of like shalem yadayter. Now the Gemara explains. And where do you say that a courtyard that's not protected, as Rabbi Yehuda is qualifying, that's only if he's standing there on the side, then yes, it works, but if not, not. So it says the time, like in the Brisa, I'll prove the point. It says, if somebody was standing in the city, Vayimani says, Yedani, I know, and this guy owns a plantation out in the fields, says, Yedani, I know, there's a certain bundle that I have in the fields, that I left it there with my awareness, and I was relying on my workers that they're going to bring it. Now, but upaylim shakhu, the workers forgot about it. They already came in the city, oh, you guys forgot that bundle, I put it there on the side, you guys should take it. Now, on that says the owner, lo yehei shikha, I don't want this to be considered the forgotten bundles. Now, there are certain halachas called matnas anim, gifts for the poor, where the poor people get to keep paya, the corn of the field that shouldn't be cut, leket, the cleanings that fall down. Additionally, there's halachas called shikha, which if there's bundles that were forgotten, it belongs to the poor. Now, this owner is saying, I do not want this to become shikha. Now, It's not enough just for the workers to forget about it. It also requires the owner to forget about it. Now, he has not yet forgotten about it because he actually left the deer intentionally. He wanted them to take it. Now, they forgot. The second phase would be him forgetting. But he's saying, no. If I am going to ultimately forget about it, I don't want it to be considered shikha. I'm recalling it right now and I'm calling it out now. I don't want it to be shikha. Says the Braisa, yachal lo yehi shikha. You would think that in actuality, then it wouldn't become shikha. It wouldn't be considered the forgotten sheaves, which would be the rights of the poor people. Tamalim, so the Pasuk teaches in Devarim, it says in the Pasuk, v'shachachto imer basadeh, if you forget the bundle in the field, then you got to keep it for the poor people. The drasha is, basadeh v'shachachto. It's only in the field that the halacha of shikha applies. In other words, if you forget the bundle on your way from the field, and you left the field already, then it's considered forgotten. But v'loy be'ir. But not if it's only forgotten once you're already in the city. Like this case, the guy's already in the city. It wasn't forgotten yet. He knew about it. It's only after he was in the city, a day later, oh, you forgot about it. Oh, shikha, becomes shikha. So that's what the Braisa says. That no, the halacha shikha only applies in the field and not in the city. Now the Gemara, on its way to proving Rav Yehuda's halacha, first explains the Braisa. Hagufa kasha. The Braisa is internally contradicting itself. Amrit, you said in the beginning of the Braisa, you would think that this guy who's already in the city and didn't forget about it yet, but the workers forgot about it, you would think that when he says that it shouldn't be shikha because he still knows, I don't want, if I forget about it a day from now, then it's going to be considered shikha. Says the Bryce, you would think that it would not be shikha. Now, Alma have a shikha. Obviously, the Bryce is coming to prove a point that you would think it wouldn't be, but I'm going to prove to you that it is shikha. Now, the problem is, v'nasabla gemara, and then what's the drasha, what's the tradition that is being brought from the pasuk to prove that point? Oh, so it's the braisa, besadda v'shechachta b'loi b'ir. That where does shikha apply? Only in the fields, not in the city. I'm a lohav shikha. Obviously, you're proving from the pasuk that there is no halacha of shikha in the city. Now, how does that prove that's exactly the opposite of what you're trying to prove? You're trying to prove that it would be shikha in the city. And then you bring up a drasha that says, no, that shikha does not apply in the city. You can only have shikha in the field. So, el alav, hachakam, rather, says the Gemara, and this is the proof, that this is obviously what the Braisa is saying. Bisode, when the owner, when the man is still in the field, so then a bundle that's shechuach mi'ikarai, a bundle that was initially forgotten, meaning that he forgot, and he left it for the workers, and then the workers also forgot. Then is where havish shikha. That's where it would be considered shikha. But zachar, if let's say he remembers, in other words, he left it there intentionally, it wasn't forgotten. Ulub saif shechuach, and then it was forgotten by the workers. That is what the halacha is telling us, that ain't shikha. That then the halacha of shikha wouldn't apply. Now, my time, what's the reason why? And this guy was in the field, and he didn't forget about it. He knew about it. Then he left, but then the workers forgot about it. So that's not going to be shikha. It's only if he forgot about it, and then the workers forget about it, then it's going to be shikha. What's the reason? The kibin the koi gabar, since the owner is in the field, and this is the proof for Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, so havi lechad seiroi v'zoch salei, so then, how is it functioning? It's functioning as his courtyard, and therefore the field acquires it for him. In other words, it excludes the ability of his future forgetting about it to create it as a shikha, because although that the workers forgot, but since this guy already recalled it, he initially had the intention of leaving it there, it wasn't forgotten by him. So although he never took it, but that intention, and there he's standing on the field, that acquires it for him because of the halacha of kinyan chatzah. And again, that's the review of this halacha, and that's what we're trying to prove, that when it's a chatzah she'in mishtameres, that it's only going to be kinder for him if he's imid b'tzad today, if he's there on the field. But this is what the Braisa is saying. Avol be'ir, but if he already came into the city, afila zachar ula b'seif shukhach, then even in that same case, where he was zachar, he knew about it, he intentionally left it there. But only then, let's say a week later, he forgets about it, that's what the Braisa is saying, have a shikha. That would be shikha. My time, what's the reason? What's the difference? What shikha? Is shikha only if you originally forgot about it, or even if you knew and then you forgot? You're saying that the halacha is that it's only if he originally forgot. But if he knew about it, then you're saying it's not shikha. Why? Because it's chatzah being kind for it. Then why in the city would it be different? Because he's not there He's not Oymed B'tzad Zedeh, he's already in the city, for it to be Zeich in it for him. So therefore, the interpretation of the Braisa, according to what we just explained, is as follows. When the Braisa says, Yochel lo yehei shikha, you would think that it wouldn't be shikha when he's standing in the city. Tamalayma, the Braisa brings the pasuk, Besade b'shachachta, what does that mean, in the field and yet you forget? And it doesn't mean that the halacha of shikha only applies in the field and not in the city, as we pointed out before, that would contradict what the Braisa is coming to say. Rather, b'shachachta, you will forget. In other words, when you're still in the field, that's what we need for it to create shikha, that you should forget. Because if you remembered, and you were zachar, and then only later did you forget, then it wouldn't be shikha, because then your chatz already acquired for you. But it's only that in the field that we need it to be that you originally forgot. But that's the drasha of the Bible saying v'loy be'ir. In other words, in the city, we don't need v'shachachta. Why? Because even if the workers forget, and only then later does the person forget, that would also make it into shikha. Why? What's that difference? So that's as we explained. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. When the owner's in the field, so then, even as long as he remembered, and then even if he later forgot, but when he remembered that his chatz is being kinder for him, then automatically it's his. It's still his. It can't go ahead and become shikha. But if he remembers in the city, so then what does that help? Shikha will still be able to kick in later because you never went and acquired it to make it yours. You never went and took the process of the bundles becoming a person's, because if you forget it, it's a pauper's. You never did that because, although you remembered, the chatza can't be kinder for you because you're not oymed b'tzad zedeh. That's exactly Rav Yehuda's halacha. Now, however, on this interpretation that was proving Rav Yehuda's halacha, how to interpret which we initially had this self-contradictory braisa, the Gemara asked, from where do we know to explain the pasuk like this, and also the Tana of the braisa like this? What was asked the Gemara, Dilma maybe, actually you could read the braisa more literally, and you just have to switch one word, which anyways you have to amend it. Dilma maybe gzeris hakasavi. Maybe no, maybe it's a gzeris hakasavi. It's a biblical decree, to besadin have a shekha, and that in the field the halachas of shekha apply, and then in the city the halachas of shekha do not apply. In other words, once the owner comes to the city, if he then forgets about it, or his workers forget about it, then it's not going to have any validity. And essentially what the Braisa is saying is, not yochel lo yehei shikha, it's actually yochel yehei shikha, that's what you have to amend according to this version. But maybe it's not going to have any relevancy to prove Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, because it's actually talking about that there would be shikha, that you would think it would be shikha, and that is what the pasuk is saying, that no, because it says, what's the words in the pasuk? V'shachachta im basada. In the field, the halachas of shikha apply, but not in the city. So therefore, how do you know to say like the halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, that to the contrary, we're saying that in the city it's going to be shikha, and the field not, because of the kinya sada? Maybe not. Maybe the way you should amend the braisa is that in the city it's not going to be shikha, because if you read the pasuk, the literal translation sounds more like what we're trying to say over here, that it's only in this field that the halacha of shikha applies. So that Gemara says, no, I'm a crow, because the pasuk says over there, you can't say that the way you want to amend the braisa, that it wouldn't prove Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that in the city there's no shikha and in the field there is, because the pasuk says leisashub lekachta. You can't go back to take that bundle. Well, that's l'rabba shikha se'ir. That's coming to include if you forgot in the city. Because if you forgot in the field, you're not going back. You're there already. So obviously, says the Gemara, you wouldn't be able to say that in the city there's no shikha, because you see clearly from the pasuk, even if you get in the city, you can't go back to get it. Now the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Haimi bai le'lav. That word leisashub lekachta is not coming to include if you forgot in the city and not to go back. It's just making a negative prohibition. Meaning to say, the positive commandment says you should leave it for the pauper, and then the negative prohibition is, and don't go ahead and take it. So how can you say it's superfluous to include even if you forgot in the city? Nothing more says, no, M. King, because if it was only coming to tell us a negative prohibition, Nemekro leisikachana, should say you shouldn't take it. My leisashub, why is saying you don't go back? That's included if you forget in the city. So then you're going back to the fields, that you see that shikha applies even in the city, so you can't give the other interpretation you wanted to say. Therefore, it must be the way we interpret it, which would prove Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that there's a difference between the case of zachar, v'achkach shachach, between being in the fields and being in the city. That in the city doesn't work, because you're not oymed b'tzad zedeyu. But the Gemara still asks, How can you say that we know the halacha of shikhas ha'ir, and that's how you're refuting the interpretation we wanted to say that would be not approved for Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't say that there's no shikha in the city because it says leishot leishoshal b'kachta, and that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? That pasuk is not superfluous to say shikha ha'ir. You need it for a different halacha, which we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Peah, which uses these words in the pasuk to qualify the halacha of shikha. The Mishnah is talking about if one of the workers is working on a row of produce, and he forgets certain fruits. So he starts at the top of the row, and then as he's working, he forgets some behind him, and then he stops in the middle of the row, and there's still some in front of him. So it says the Mishnah, shalafan of ein shikha, the bundles that are in front of him are not shikha, it's not considered forgotten. Shalachav yeshikha, those in behind him are considered forgotten. Because shehu b'bal tashu, and that's the Gemara's question. You see that they're using the words leisoshu b'kachdoi to qualify this halacha, because that's the prohibition of don't go back. Meaning, zehaklal says the Mishnah, this is the rule. Kol shehu b'bal tashu, whatever is included, don't go back. What's behind you in the row that you already passed it, that's considered shikha, that's considered forgotten, and that's for the pauper. Kol she'ein b'bal tashu, whatever is not included, don't go back. It's just you never got to it, you stopped in the middle of the row. Then ein shikha, that's not considered being forgotten, and that could still be taken by the owner. So you see that you need the words leisoshal b'kachta to qualify this halacha. It's not superfluous to include shikha se'ir. So how are you refuting the other interpretation by saying no, that there is shikha se'ir, when maybe it's needed for a different halacha? So that Amar Ravashi, he says, Amakra, we know the halacha of shikha se'ir because the pasuk says, lagir layasam amana, for the convert, for the orphan, and for the widow, yiya, it should be these matnas anim, which the word yiyah always connotes, this is how it is, this is how it will always be, l'rabba shikha z'ir. That includes any type of forgetting, not only forgetting in the field, but even forgetting in the city, and therefore again, we have resolved the proof that the Gemara is bringing for Rabbi Yehuda, that it must be that there's a difference between Oymid B'tzad Sidei or not, because that's the only way we have to interpret that braisa, which again originally was contradictory about the point it was trying to prove. And that's what we said, there's a difference by Zachar, Ba'achar, Shachach, which works in the field, but not in the city, because in the field, you're in B'tzad Sidei, in contrast to the city. And although we asked, what do you mean? Maybe interpret it the other way, and it's actually saying that in the city there's no Shikha, and in the field there is Shikha. You can't say that, because as we just proved from the Pasuk of Yiyah, that there is Shikha in the city, and you can't say that, to learn the Pasuk literally, that there's only Shikha in the field and not in the city. So the Gemara says, V'chena ma'ula. So to Ula said, like Rabbi Yehuda, in the interpretation of our Mishnah, that although it said that if there's a broken deer that has a broken leg that's running through the field, and the person would run after it to be able to catch it, so then it's considered that the field could function in the same thing of his capacity, just like he could, so the field could do the same thing. As Taisa points out, it's not only if it has a break, but as long as you'd be able to catch it, then your field could function in that same capacity. Says Ulitz Buhush Emi Bitsad Sadeyu. Since it's not a chatzah mishtameres, it's only if he's standing on the side of the field. It's only going to work for his chatzah to be kind of him if he's standing there on the side of the field. Now, on the same halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, which Ula said, so Esav Rabbi Ula. Rabbi asked on Ula this halacha, this qualification, from a Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah brings a story. Maaseh b'Ramlil v'Zakenim, there was an incident with Ramlil and the elders, Sheyboim b'Svina. They were coming on a ship. Now, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Ramlil said, he recalled that he didn't take off the tithes from his produce, and that bothered him. So he quickly wanted to fulfill that mitzvah of not keeping tevel and separating the tithes, even there on the boat. So what did he do? He said, Isur Shani Asud Lamud, Maaser Rishon, I'm going to end up separating. So Nasan LiYeshua, that should be given to Yeshua, which was a reference to Yeshua Bar Hananya, who was with him on the boat, who was a Levi. And he was going to take the Maaser Rishon, the first tithe, as the Gemara says in Eruchan of Yerav and Beis, that to prove Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi, that he once went to assist Rabbi Yechim and Gud Gudah by the closing of the doors, which Levim was one of their jobs they had in the Beis HaMikdash. And that he told Rabbi Yeshua, go back, because you're from the singers, and I'm from the ones who close the gates. And the singer that does the Avodah of those who close the gates is Chayiv Misa, and therefore that's how we see that Yeshua was a Levi. So he said, the Maaser Rishon should go to Yeshua. As we continue to Amud Beis, and moreover, Sadim Leo, Makayim and Muskerloi. The place where that produce, which I'm designating as a tenth of my produce that should be the Maaser Rishon, wherever that is, the place underneath it is rented to him. So he has the area, the ground underneath it, too. And moreover, he took money from Rabbi Yeshua as payment for the rental of their ground beneath it, as the end of that the halacha is said. Now that it says Niskabla Zemezescha, he took payment for the rental from Rabbi Shua and from Rabbi Kiva that we're going to shortly quote. Now, why did he go to that extent? Because he wanted that Rabbi Shua should acquire the Meiser. Now, how is he going to acquire the Meiser? That it should be his Chatzer, because he's renting the ground underneath. It'll be his courtyard that'll acquire for him. The reason being is because metaltlin, movable items like here, where we're talking about produce, you cannot acquire either with, you can only acquire with Meshicha, drawing it, with it, which they couldn't because they're on a boat, or with the person's Chatzer being kind of him, which is what he was trying to do. Now, more of a Sergim Leel, the Isur Acher Shani Asalam, and the other type that I'm going to end up separating, Nasan like Akiva ben Yosef, that should be given to Akiva ben Yosef, that was Rabbi Kiva, who he was the gabai, the attendant for the poor people. Now that year was either the third or the sixth year, where the second tithe is Meiser Ani, which that has to be given to the poor people. And since Rabbi Kiva was the gabai, he was the collector, the charity collector for the poor people, so he said, and that second tithe should be given to Rabbi Kiva. That he could merit it for the poor people, and the place underneath where that second tithe is rented to him. Now, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Ta'ula, do you think that they were standing on the side of his field? Obviously not, they were on a boat. And yet still we see that the Kenyan of Chatzar is acquiring for them, even though they're not standing there on the side, which contradicts your halacha. You said that by Chatzar she'en mishtameres, which here is unprotected field, that it only will acquire for a person if he's only b'tzad tzedeyu, and here they're not only b'tzad tzedeyu, and you see they're acquiring the maestros, even if they're not only b'tzad tzedeyu. So Amalei Sa'ula said to Rababa, Dami haim rabbanan, this rabbi you're referencing to Rababa is comparable, k'delei gamri inshi shmaita, like somebody never learned a halachic discourse in his life. That was how he responded. Now, Kiyas, when Rababa came l'surah to Surah, to a place called Surah, Amalahu, he said to the rabbis over there, Hachay Amar Ula, v'hachay Esvisi. This is what Ula had said, which was his halacha, his qualification on the halacha of our Mishnah, that it will only be kind of from his chatzah, his amid b'tzad tzedeyu. And this was my question. I brought a Mishnah, Meister Sheni, that seemingly contradicts it, that you see they're acquiring with a chatzah, even though they weren't amid b'tzad tzedeyu. So Amalahu Rabbanu, so one of the rabbis spoke up and said to Rababa that it's not a question. Because Rabbi Gamliel, in that story, metaltli, which was the produce, the maestros, the movable items, agav mikarkoi, through an acquisition of land, Hiknilhem was acquiring to them additionally on that, also the metaltli. In other words, he was telling Rababa that they were not acquiring the metaltli, the maestros, through the place of the land, which is through the halacha kinyan of chatzah. Because actually, he's telling him that even if he would have acquired to them a different chatzar, and which is not inside of where the Paris were, they still would have acquired the maestros. Why? As the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin of Chavav Maralf explains, Nechasim she'en lamachrayis, which is movable items, are niknim im nechasim she'esh lamachrayis. They could be acquired through another sale, through that sale of land, automatically you acquire metatlin as a transaction through that kinyan, let's say, of kesef. In other words, if the person gives money because of the land and of the metatlin, or even if, let's say, the karka was being sold and the metatlin was being given as a gift, he will acquire the metatlin through the kinyan of the karka, even without doing meshicha. As the Gemara Masechet Kedushin there explains, from the pasuk that it says, v'yitn l'maviyim matonis rabas hakesef, is of their father, as that pasuk is told over there, gave them gifts of silver and gold, im arim b'tzuris asher b'yehuda, with the fortified cities that were in Judea, meaning through being maknet to them the karka, that kinyan that they did on that automatically acquired for them the metatlin, even though they didn't do any kinyan of that. So therefore says this rabbi, it's not because of kinyan chatzar, that because the payers were on top of that land, oh, so once they acquired by renting the land, which that was an acquisition, so now it's a chatzar, now they could acquire on top of that. No, you're right, that wouldn't work like Ula said, because you have to be amid tzad tzedeyu. Here it's the actual kinyan of the chatzar, meaning of the land, when they give them money, when they're renting, however the kinyan that they did on the land, through that kinyan, was a kinyan that worked on metalin. So although metalin usually needs to have, let's say, meshicha or kinyan chatzar, but that's the halacha of agav, which is once you're doing a kinyan on one thing, let's say specifically on karka, automatically you could acquire metalin even though you didn't do a kinyan on that. And here where they did a kinyan on the karka by renting it, so then that's how they acquired metalin, but not through kinyan chatzar. So says the Gemara, Reb Zeri Kibla. Zeri received that answer. He says it's a good answer for Ula. And that's Reb Abba's question, not difficult. And Reb Abba Kibla, Reb Abba himself didn't accept that answer. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Shapar Ovid Le Kibla. Reb Abba did well by not accepting that answer because it's not a valid response. Why? Tchila Hayilem Sudur Liknis Mimenu Bechalipin. Didn't the rabbis have with it on board a kerchief that they could use to create a kinyan of Chalipin? In other words, why did Reb Gamliel have to take money from them? Money? Why are you demanding money? What is that for? He deserves Ma'aser Rishon, he's a Levi, which you have to give anyway. He's giving it for the poor people. Why did he have to take money so that he could rent to them the land that he wanted to use so that they could, through that, which is being debated if it's through Kinyan Chatzar or Kinyan Agav, to be able to use that to acquire their Ma'asers? Why didn't they just take the kerchief? And a Kinyan of Chalipin is that when the acquirer, the consumer, which in this case would be Reb Shimon Mekiva, would give him a kerchief, then automatically what he has would then be acquired back to them. Why didn't they do it with Chalipin? Ella, rather, why didn't they use a sudur? Because Toives Hano, the power of the benefit, meaning that Reb Gamliel had in these Meisters, he didn't own the Meister. Meister is owned by the Levi, it's owned by the Ani. Just the owner has the rights to decide who it should go to. So that is some value to that, because you could then decide who you want to give it to. That's called Teves Hana, but that's in a moment liknis mimena b'chalipin. That doesn't have a monetary value for them to acquire it from him with a chalipin, with a swap, a transaction of them giving him the kerchief and him acquiring back to them this Teves Hana. So you can't say that when Amlil would acquire the sudur, then automatically the Chalipin would then transfer his maises wherever they are to him, because since he doesn't really own that maises, he only has the Teves Hana, that in other words, that it's in his ability to decide who to give it to, that's not considered money, so that it could consider to work through the medium of Chalipin, which has to transfer one money thing to one person and another money thing back to the other person. That's why they couldn't use Chalipin. So says Rava, Sahachinami. So here also the same thing would be regarding what this rabbi was trying to say. That is going to work through the kinyan of Agav, meaning once you're acquiring to them the land, through that he can then acquire to them the maestres. But Tebasana, in a moment, likness agabe karka. Same thing, why Chalipin wouldn't work. It wouldn't work in this situation either. With the kinyan that the karka was being acquired by them, you cannot acquire through the dint of that, additionally being makna to them also the maestres, because that all he has is Teves Hana. And therefore it's not considered mammon to be acquired through the kinyan of Agav. Rather, what Rav is proving, which is like Reb Abba, must be that he was mafker the maestres. And when he rented to them the place, then automatically, since then now it's considered that land is considered their chatzar, so they're going to acquire the maestres through the medium of the kinyan of chatzar, like any other hefker thing. Doesn't have to have monetary value. For monetary value, then you could use Chalipin or Kinyan Agav. But says Rava, obviously it doesn't have monetary value, and that's why Chalipin wouldn't work. Because if it did, why does he have to rent it to them? Just do Chalipin. So it doesn't have, this Teves Hana doesn't have monetary value. That's why you couldn't do Chalipin. That's why you can't do like this rabbi was saying either of a Kinyan Agav. Rather, must be like Rabab was saying, which is the difficulty on Ula, that it's since you see from this Mishnah, that it was working through Kinyan Chatzar, and you don't need to have Oymid Bitsad Sadeh, because it can't be through Kinyan Agav, as we said, that's why, just same reason why it couldn't work through Chalipin. Says the Gemara, V'lohi. But actually, it's not like the way Rava said. In other words, the whole proof Rava had to disprove this rabbi's resolution for Ula was, Chilo Hoyle and Sudr, didn't they have a kerchief? And that says the Gemara, that's not a proof to learn from there that Teves Hana is not valuable enough to acquire through Chalipin and therefore additionally Agabi Karka, because to the contrary, you could say that Metaltlin could be acquired Agav Karka. Then the question of Rava was, so you are considering it a mammon thing, so then why didn't they acquire with Chalipin? And it says the Gemara, that's for a different reason. Matnas Kahuna, gifts that are given to the Kehanim, or for that same matter, what we're discussing over here, to Leviim or to Aniim, that Maiser Rishon or Maiser Ani, Nisi Neksiva Behu, it's written in the Pasuk that it has to be gifted, because it says in the Pasuk in Devarim Chavav, V'nasata LaLevi, you should give it to the Levi, which that's Maiser Rishon. When it says Lager LaYosam Amona, that's Maiser Ani. So therefore, it cannot be acquired through a kerchief. Why? Because chalipin derech mekach memkohu. The halachic kinyan of chalipin, that transfer of a sudur, which is swapping one thing for another, that's derech mekach memkohu. That's like commerce. That's like a business. That's not a gift. That's like a sale. Because this guy's giving his kalim, and place he's getting something else. So it looks like that he's selling it to him. That's not valid. My solution cannot be sold. That has to be gifted. But metaltlin agav mekarka nesina alim tehi. But the kinyan of metaltlin to be able to gift it through the mechira of karka, as we mentioned this before from the Gemara Kedushin, that it will also work for kinyan agav, even though the metaltlin is being gifted. It could work through as being magneted to the person that you're also selling a field to. That's a valid nesina. And therefore, you're allowed to be maknet about matnas kunal gabi karka. And therefore, the resolution of that rabbi for Ula is valid. The difference between the kinyan of karka, which is the halach of agav karka, and the kinyan of chalipin, which answers Rabbi's question, because of, again, kinyan karka could be gifted, which will qualify for the nesina, in contrast to sudur, which is derech mepkamemcha, wouldn't qualify. And that's why they couldn't do that. But again, it's not because of the kinyan of chatzit to prove that you could have an even eino eimet b'tzad today. No, we could still say that it's like Ula had qualified the halacha of Mishnah, that for chatzit she'ein mishnah meres, you need to be eimet b'tzad today. That's one interpretation. Rav Papa Amar, he says another resolution for Ula. He says that truthfully, that actually the question that Rav Baba had asked in the Mishnah Meiser Sheni was true. That how were these rabbis acquiring their meisers was through the kinyan of chatzit. And still it's not difficult to Ula. The reason being is because, although here, yes, seemingly it refutes Ula, that we see that they didn't have to be Eimed B'Tzad Tzedeyu, here it's different than the halacha of our Mishnah, which Ula is qualifying. Because here it's Das Acheres Makna Oysen Shani. When someone else is acquiring it to the recipient, he's being Maknet to him, that's going to be different. Because in this case, in the Mishnah, when Leel was being Maknet to them, the Metatlin, he was making the kinyan part, which they were the receiving end of that, which was on their chatzar, because he already rented to them that land, they weren't acquiring it from Hefker. Now, it's much easier to acquire something that's being gifted to the person, and therefore it was going to work even if the person is not Eimed B'Tzad Tzedeyu. In contrast to the halacha of our Mishnah, where no one's gifting it to him, it's Hefker. He wants to do the active part about being kainid, then for the chatzar to acquire, you have to be Eimed B'Tzad Tzedeyu. Don't ask, but from the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, because even though they weren't Eimed B'Tzad Tzedeyu, they're not doing the active part of being kainid. Their chatzar will be working because someone else is being maknet to them. That could work even if not Eimed B'Tzad Tzedeyu. And the Gemara says, I'm not tamer. Where do you know that there is this difference between your chatzar being acquiring for you, that it's going to be easier and lesser restrictive in regards if someone else is being maknet? In contrast, if you yourself want to be kainid from, let's say, Hefker, then you would have to have Eimed B'Tzad Tzedeyu. Did not, like we learned in the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ro eisen ratzen achametziyah b'chulu. If this guy saw people running after a broken deer, and he says, hey, they're running, it's in my field. And he can go ahead and catch it if he were to run after it himself. And he says, oh, I want my field to acquire it for me. So his field acquires it for him. Now, v'amr b'yimri amr b'yechnan, he said that regarding this deer that's running, or this bird that's jumping, that the Mishnah said that his field would acquire for him, it's only if, as we explained, if if he would run after it, he'd be able to reach it. That's where we said this halacha. If before it left his field, he would be able to catch it, then we'll say that his field would acquire it for him. Now, Ubayir Bimri had asked regarding this halacha, Bimatana, by a gift. If let's say this deer and these birds are owned by one person, and they went into someone else's field, so this guy said, you know, it's in this guy's field. I'm going to gift it to that guy who it's his field. Hey, what would the halacha be over there? Do we need that the recipient of the gift would have to run after it and be able to reach that animal before it left the field, and only then would he acquire it, but if not, then he wouldn't acquire it? and actually then the gifter would be able to retract it in that type of situation, or not. So on that, Kibla minei Reb Abba Bar Kahana. So Reb Abba Kahana had received this question from Reb Yirmiyah, that he said that was a good insight to realize that there is a difference between a gift and acquiring something from Hefker. Because he said that actually regarding a gift, that even if the guy would run after it and would not reach it, he would be kind of. My time, what's the reason? Why is that any different than the halacha of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Lav Mishum de Das Acheres Makna Eishin Shani. This proves my point. Isn't it because when someone else is gifting it to you, then you have lesser requirements for the Kenyav Chatzar to apply? Just like we're showing regarding Oymed Bitzad Sedehu, which is a qualification of the Halacha of our Mishnah, that that's only necessary if the guy wants to be Zeicher from Hefker, from someone ownless. So who's going to do the active part? The one who wants to acquire it. Oh, you then you got to be there on the side. You got to make it in the Chatzah Mishnah Meres. But if someone else is gifting it, like in the case of Leila Meisa Shane, like her pup is trying to say, so that someone else is gifting it? So then the Chatzah could even work as in just a lower status, even if you're not Oymed Bitzad Sedeh, even if it's not still Mishnah Meres, because someone else is gifting it to you. All you need is a Chatzah to receive it. That's seemingly what we see over here in regard to the other halacha, related to this other component of the halacha of our Mishnah, regarding if he would not be able to catch it if he ran after it, which is a similar phenomenon regarding this halacha about how the functionality of the chatzah would acquire for him, that we see that it's only by hefker that you have to be able to run after it and catch it. And that's why the Mishnah said it has to have a broken leg so that you'll be able to catch it. But by matana, even if he would not be able to catch it, we see from the Rabbi Bar Kahana had said that he would be zaycha. Similarly, because it's that same fundamental difference regarding if it's a gift or from hefker. So that Amalei Rav Simi L'Rav Papa, but he asked Rav Papa from the proof from our Mishnah, he says, wait a second. Hare Get, but we have Halacha by Get, a divorce document, the Dasa Cheres Makna Isa, where that is also something with who's acquiring it for the woman, who's being Makna to her? Her husband. She's not acquiring it, just she's receiving it. She's on the receiving end, but she's not actively doing it. It's her husband who's actively giving it to her. And yet still Varma Ula said in Masechta's Gitin on Daf Ein Zayin Beis, regarding someone that throws a Get to his wife. If she's in her house, or if he throws it into her courtyard, says Ula, it will be a get, but for Husha Medis Bitsad Beiso, Bitsad Chatzer, it's only if she's standing there on the side of her house or on the side of the courtyard, then it will acquire for her as a get. But that contradicts what you just said. You wanted to prove from this halacha that the chiyuv of being Oymed Bitsad Sedeh or not would be different if a person wants to acquire it themselves, then you would have to. If someone's being marketed to them, then they wouldn't have to. But yet we see clearly from Ula that even by get, which is Das Acheres Makna Isa, still you need to have Oymed Bitzad Sedeyu. So that answers the Gemara, Shana get the Isa Bakarcha. Now get is different because the husband can give it forcibly to the wife, meaning even if she doesn't want to be divorced, still he could forcibly give it to her. That's where we need to have that she's Oymed Bitzad Sedeyu. But when the person is willing for it, it's not something that can be forcible, then you don't need to have the person to be Oymed Bitzad Sedeyu. Now, on that mask of the Rav Sheshet Bereid Ravidi, he says, wait a second. V'lav kavochemer hu? To the contrary, isn't it a kavochemer from this reason that now you could draw the conclusion that for sure, for regarding kinyanim of other things? Because, uma get the isbal karche, if a get, which could be given forcibly to the woman, even if she doesn't really want to acquire it, even so, her chatzah will acquire for it, and still we say, so even though the one who's doing it could forcibly do it, still we say, it's only if she's standing there on the side of her house or of a courtyard, then it will acquire for her. If not, not. So although she only has to do is like just receive it, but she doesn't have to do any activity of it because the husband's doing the activity. And moreover, he could even do it forcibly. Still we say for it to function, she needs to be there on the side. So matana demidaita is regarding a gift where you can't force someone to receive a gift. Because if, let's say, she says, I don't want it, it won't acquire for her. Loy kol shekein, isn't it all the more so that even if she says that, yes, I do want to be kinded, that she would have to be standing there on the side of the chatzar? Because now you see she's playing more of a role. Because the person could refuse the gift. So if by get you have to be there on the side, for sure then you would say logically that by a gift you would also have to be. And then we're back to the question, how do we understand this halacha of what Rav Papa is trying to say and prove from this halacha of Rav Abba Bar Kahana, but similarly the halacha of Oymed Bitzad Sedeyu should not be qualified based on if it's a matana or if it's from hefker, because as we said, that halacha Because that was how Rav Papa was trying to answer the question from Gamliel, which he said, oh, that's being someone else's a matana, being maknet, oh, then you don't need mitzad zedeya. That's not true. Get is maknet mitzad, is maknet, is dasacharis maknet, and still you need to have mitzad zedeya. So Elam Ravashi, rather, Ravashi says that you're right. Don't say that the reason why that you need to have mitzad zedeya by get is because there's an element of balkarcha. Because we said to the contrary. Balkarcha, then for sure you shouldn't need it. And if you need it there, then for sure you need it even by matana. Rather, he says the reason why by matana that you don't need the person, the recipient, to be standing there on the side, as Rav Papa is saying by the case of Gamliel, why it's not difficult on Ula, who is only talking about a hefker, is because since, as the Gemara continues at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Chatzer Isra Boi Mishum Yad. The halacha, as we explained on Daf Yudim Beis, how does a Kinyan Chatzer acquire for a woman her get? It's working through the premise of her yad, where it says in the pasuk benasim beyada, the husband gives the get into her hand. It doesn't say beyada yitnena. It says first the word benasim, which includes any type of giving, which is even gaga chatzera v'kafifa, even her courtyard. But it works through the medium of a person's hand. So therefore, it would have to qualify with halachas of what how a hand is. But says the gemara v'legar mishlichas. However, a person's courtyard is not less, not worse than their agent, which is an agent that would do good and benefit the mishaleach, the owner. Now, if a person's agent would receive a gift for a person, even without the person's awareness, do you think that the shleich would not be kind for that person? Even, of course it would, even if the person is not oimid bitzad, even if the person is not there on the side of that person, still a shleich could be kind for that person. So a courtyard is no different. Now, therefore, by a gift, which is a merit for the person, so we testify that the person would prefer that the chatzir should function as the person's shliach, and therefore acquire that gift like a person's shliach. But, gabiget, the chayvula, by a divorce document, which is a liability for the woman, she's losing now that she's not married, you could only create a liability for a person when they're there. In other words, she does not want that her chatzir should be her shliach, her agent. So therefore, if she's standing there on the side of the field, like Ula said, it's only going to work if she's standing there on the side. Why? Because then by default, then it's functioning as our hand. Because a hand is something that's near the person. So then it's only going to work as her hand when she's there on the side. Then her hand, just like her physical hand, will acquire the get, even against her will. But if not, it's not her hand. And moreover, it's not her shliach, again, because she has to activate it as a shliach, which is if she wants it to function as a shliach, that would be if it's a schus, but here where it's a chayv, it wouldn't function as a shliach. But gabi matana d'schus oloi, but by a gift, which is a merit for him, which is, as in the case of Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, which is how Rav Papa is differentiating, then zachin la'adam shleibafanav. Then you can merit, even if the person's not there, even without the person's awareness, because we testify that the person wants it to function as his shleach. And therefore, even if he's not there on the side of the courtyard, where you cannot compare it to function as the yad, because you're not nearby, but still it's going to function as the shlichas. Just like a shlich can be zeche even if the person's not there, so to a person's chatzah can be zeche even if the person is not there. So again, that's the differentiation that Rav Papa said, that yes, if there is someone else being makna, additionally, if it's not only being makna, because get also has makna, but it's a person being makna and it's a schus, then the chatzah is going to function not as a yad in both these cases, because you're not on the side, but then if you're not nearby, by get it will not work, because A, there's no yad, and there's no shleach because of chayv. But by, let's say, the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, where it's a schus, so then, since it's a matana, then even though you're not nearby, so it's not going to function as yad, but it's going to function as shliach. But however, regarding the case of our Mishnah, by a found object, if the person's not there on the side, then A, it's not going to work as yad, because you have to be nearby for it to function as yad. And additionally, it's not going to work as shlichus either. Why not? Because by shlichus, you have either the das of the sheleach, the one who's giving it, or you have the das of the shlich, the one who's doing it. But by chatzar, you have neither the das of the sheleach and neither the das of the shlich, because he's not there. There's no one that's being maknit. And additionally, the shlich doesn't have its own das. So therefore, you need either das acheres makna oisai, which is not the case by hefker, by mitzia, or you would need to have, as was qualified in the Gemara, a chatzah hamishtameres. A chatzah hamishtameres, then it's intrinsically a guarded place, then by default it's going to acquire. But if it's not a chatzah hamishtameres, and the person is not nearby, that's where we were qualifying the halach of our Mishnah, that it's not going to be kind of for the person as a kinyan of chatzar. It's only, yes, in the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that they were acquiring through the kinyan of chatzar, as the second answer in the Gemara, Rav Papa was saying, not like the first answer that was saying, oh, it's not the kinyan of chatzar, it was kinyan of agav. Rav Papa said, it is working through the kinyan of chatzar, but why is it different than the halach of our Mishnah? Because A, first of all, there's das acheres, makna oisai, so you have a das of a mishaleach, and moreover, it's going to function as a shliach, the field, because it's a schus for him, which is in contrast to get, which is not a schus, where if you're not nearby, yeah, if you're nearby, so then it's going to function as yad. But if it's not, there's no yad, and neither is it going to be halach of shliach, because it's a chavon l'adam, and in chavon l'adam, el b'fanav. And therefore, that's how he answered the question on Ula, and that's, so therefore it stands, their qualification of halach of the Mishnah, it's only in contrast if you're, like by the case of Gamliel, where it was someone else being makna, and additionally, you can have the shliach function as a shliach, where although that it's, it doesn't have its das, but the das is happening through the makne, again, in contrast to halach of our Mishnah, where also it's a schus, but it can function as a shliach because it doesn't have its own das, you would have to have das somewhere, either from the shliach or from the mishaleach, and the chatzah doesn't have its own das. But in the case of Ma'aseh Sheni, where Mli was being maknet, then you have das acharis makna, you see, together with the fact that it's a matana, so therefore it can function as a shliach. That's the halacha where it's going to work, even though they weren't on the ship.